Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that comes out every single Sunday morning with the hope and aim to fix our attention and to prime the hearts of God's people as they come and gather to worship Him together. This morning, I want to take a look at Psalm 96, and this is a psalm that, if you're following along with us in the reading plan that we're going through at First Family Church, you should have read this psalm. And Psalm 96, for me, is one of, if not my favorite psalm, personally, and even as a worship leader, worship director. And I just want to read for us just part of this psalm and unpack it, and we're going to pray together before we gather. It says this in verse 1, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His names. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him. Strength and beauty are in His sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth." That first half of Psalm 96 is so powerful. And it's an invitation for us as followers of Christ to lift up our voices in worship. And even that first verse, "Sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth." That psalmist is calling every nation, every people, and even the heavens and the earth to declare God's majesty. It's not just a personal praise or song, it's a universal anthem. And so what makes this psalm so powerful is actually its perspective that it calls us to. It forces us to lift our eyes from the immediate things in front of us to the eternal. And it reminds us that God is not only the creator, but the righteous judge, worthy of praise from every corner of the earth. In verse 3, it says to declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all peoples. And I think about how God's people are called to proclaim His greatness. Worshiping the Lord isn't just about singing songs, but rather it's about living a life that continuously tells of God's goodness and of His mercy and of His love. And so for us, when I'm sure many of our lives are filled with noise and distraction, this psalm, Psalm 96, gently refocuses us. And that's actually what the aim of this podcast is a gentle refocusing. And so I hope that this morning our hearts and our minds would be refocused, retuned to the Lord before we gather to worship Him together. Psalm 96, it also says to sing new songs. And this is easy to think that this is a worship leader's favorite psalm simply because of its call to sing new songs, but it's not speaking of only singing new worship songs, although I do think that that can help accomplish what the psalmist is after. But he's actually calling us to a fresh response of praise and thanks, one that matches the daily freshness of God's goodness and mercy, which, as Lamentation says, are new every morning. And so this morning, as we gather as the body of Christ, can we come with a fresh response of praise and remember that God truly delights in our sincere adoration, our sincere worship? So let me pray for us as we get ready to gather this morning. Father, I pray that our hearts would be tuned to you this morning, that we would be gently refocused, our minds, our hearts. And Lord, even as we gather here to, yes, sing together, Lord, I pray that our hearts would, as the psalmist calls us to, that we would sing a new song, a fresh outpouring of praise, a fresh response, one of gratitude and thankfulness and with great joy. And so, Lord, may our lives declare your glory, we ask in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.